Welcome to the Uncle Hack Podcast, where dudes pretty much just talk dude shit.
Welcome to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. Here we are, 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, or 3 p.m. on Thursday, depending on what platform you're using. That's right, patreon.com/dangercat69. You can get this earlier than everybody else, right? So fuck it. Oh, big show ahead of us. More men's problems to deal with. Redneck Dr. Phil taking in all your questions, and I got answers for him too. That's the beauty of this show, ladies and gentlemen. I wonder if I angle this, it'll look better. How's that? Not bad. Is there a space here? Can you see the space? Who gives a shit? Nobody comes to this show for the aesthetic. Half of you listen to it. So what? Why do I care? Why do I care? Because I'm a good guy. That's why. And that's why I'm going to give this guy the best answer I possibly can at the end of the show. He's going through some female problems, and we got to shape him back up. But in other news, I watched a fucking documentary called The Alpinist this past weekend. And you know what? It made me realize how worthless I am as a human being, you know? There's sometimes when you watch a documentary that's inspiring, and this one is like up there, dude. Holy shit. This guy, Marc-André Leclerc, is one of the biggest badasses to don the planet, okay? This guy, okay? I fucking loved every second of it. I was just captured, okay? And I know most of the assholes that listen to this, if you go and watch it, the first thing you're going to think of is like, what a fucking loser living in a fucking stairwell. Oh, this guy lived in a stairwell. Yeah, this guy lived in a stairwell, just camped out in the woods and climbed mountains, all right? And I know this audience quite well because it's what I do. It's part of my job is to know this audience quite well. And I know the exact word. What does he even do for work? What does he do for work? Who gives a shit? This guy's client. If there is a guy that we should just allow to live off CERB and fucking, you know, give him some unemployment insurance, I think this is the guy, okay? He's living out in the woods, not bothering a fucking soul, you know? He's not even on Instagram flexing that he was climbing some of the biggest mountains on the goddamn planet. Do you know how badass that is? If there's a guy, right? Half of you fucking dipshits can't walk 2 miles. Your fat ass, you lug your fat ass around the park with the kids and you got to document it like you got some exercise. This guy climbed the biggest mountains in the world and didn't care to tell anybody. He just went and did it. Okay? You worthless sack of bones out there. You listening to what I'm saying? This guy climbed what's the big one in Banff? I don't know. There's like some gnarly face. I can't remember. Mount Robson? What is it? Get the Google. You got the Google right in front of you. Fucking Google it. What was the name? Marc-André Leclerc. What's some of the mountains that this guy... Mount Robson. I was right there. He climbs Mount Robson. With no fucking rope, man. Pardon me. And then he goes to Argentina and climbs their mountain too and just says like, I think I'm not going to do that without a rope. And before they filmed it for the documentary, you want to know what they told him? Or he tells the crew there? He goes, yeah, the reason I didn't tell you guys when I went and climbed Mount Robson, because it wouldn't be a true solo if I climbed it with you guys. So I just went and climbed it by myself just to know that I just needed that. And he's like, I'm willing to share the experience now. I know a lot of dudes in here with that spiritual shit. Oh, that's fucking gay. I think that's badass. You know, cut the pie however you want. This guy's like, nah, fuck it. I'm climbing this mountain because I want to climb the mountain. I don't need a film crew. I'm not one of those guys that needs to take a picture on top of the mountain and tell everybody on Instagram how fucking cool I am. No, this guy just did it. That's so badass. I was just like captured the whole time. And I'm watching the footage. The guy, like, he's not secured on anything. You read about these fellas, right, that go and just climb shit for the sake of climbing it. But then this guy flies underneath the radar for so long because he doesn't give a shit to tell anybody. And he's just killing the game. Living out in the bush. He just has a little tent. He lived in a stairwell. Well, what does he do for work? He climbs mountains, okay? You fat pig, you can barely stuff yourself into coveralls in the morning without panting and sweating and dying. This guy threw on an old pair of sneakers, a bag full of chalk, and scaled a mountain with ice picks. What a G. I highly recommend watching The Alpinist. I believe it's on Amazon Prime. Give her a go. I was like, and he's Canadian too. Like, I know. Oh, hack, you're always making fun of British Columbia. But this guy is like, he's not that, you know? Most of the time it's like, hey, man, the government's fucking us, man. The environment. This guy's just like, no, dude, I just need to climb mountains. It's all I want to do. I'm going to leave everybody alone. I'm not even going to bother you online. Hey, look at my post, me at top of the mountain. He didn't even do that. He's just like, leave me the fuck alone. Let me climb some mountains. And I'll be over here. You guys be over there. Dude. Okay. I see you. Not really, because you're like, look, you know, I was just like laying there thinking. I'm like, I wonder how many assholes, while they were filming this, were staring at that mountain going, damn, that's big. That is one big piece of stone sitting right there. Only to, like, have no clue that this fella is just climbing the son of a bitch, you know? No clue that this guy is out there just shimmying up every piece of rock. He climbed the ice. He climbed in the snow. Dude, I bitch when I gotta, like, walk outside because my remote start is just, you know, a cunt hair out of the distance it needs to be to fire up the old bitch, right? And this fella, oh man, I could go on about this guy. He's like captured all my attention. I watched that documentary twice just in case I miss shit. Now that doesn't happen very often. I've only watched Seaspiracy twice and this twice, back to back, you know? Natural hat trick, maybe. Maybe I might fire up another round tonight with the old guy. I don't know. It's cool. It's cool as shit. I love it when people just go against the grain and do their thing. They don't care about money. They don't care about fame, fortune. I know. It's like, oh, fuck, heck, you do this YouTube channel. Blah. It's tough to do comedy for nobody, you know? It's tough, really tough to do comedy for nobody. What am I going to make myself laugh? I'd be a psychopath. I'd be in a psych ward. I might as well be one of those losers that just thinks like the Joker is the greatest fictional character of all time and just really represents who I am as a person, the Joker, you know. The Joker and me have so much in common. That's why I like the Joker, right? Nah, I recommend checking out this little ditty right here. Great documentary. The guy's a certified badass. Climbing fucking trees, climbing. Let's see if I'll get a few shots here on, shit. He did have an Instagram for a minute there, I guess. But still, like, he's now since passed on. Oh, somebody, holy shit, 195 weeks ago, let's bring up his gram here, give me one sec, for those watching on the YouTube, Let's check out this guy's fucking Instagram. Look at that. Holy shit. That's nice, eh? 195 weeks ago. Oh, man. He only has 20,000 fucking followers, dude. That's crazy. A few photos here and there. Look at this shit. This is, all right. In Poland. So he's in Poland. Here's the old fucking guy. Look at this. Pixelated as shit on the TV, but look at that. He's climbing a fucking glacier, man. He's roped off in this one, or is he? Or has he just got his little bag there? I don't know what's going on. I'm not a climber. Don't know anything about it. I shouldn't be commenting on it at all. But yeah, this guy scaled a mountain just with his fingertips and one of those climbing fucking ice picks, buddy. Holy shit. This is insane. Homeboy is just like, yeah, look at these rocks. I'm just going to... Holy shit. Dang, grainy and pixelated. Some guy comments that. Dang, grainy and pixelated on his Instagram. Because the guy don't care. All right? He don't give a shit. That's fucking awesome. That is fucking awesome. We're stepping up our game around here at the Uncle Hack Podcast. If you haven't noticed, you know, did you notice that we got the TV hooked up to the computer here? So that way I can show stuff right behind me. For those listening at home, you could be watching on YouTube, right? You could be watching on YouTube and seeing what we're seeing. But I got to describe it to you like an asshole. Oh, God. Dude, I'm in love with this fucking documentary. It's like, honestly, like if you aren't a fucking loser, you would understand like how inspiring it is to just see a guy go against the grain and do whatever the fuck he wants, whatever the fuck he wants to do it. He's just like, yeah, dude, I want to climb mountains. Most of you don't have that inside of you to start a new job, okay? To start a new job, let alone embark in a goddamn lifetime of adventure that this guy went through. And not worry about money, not worry about people's opinion of what you do is, you know, you're not doing it for fame, fortune, pussy. He just did this shit because he wanted to do it. Most of us that listen to this podcast, we do things when we wake up against our will for the most part because we don't work jobs that we want to do. We don't go out and we don't find hobbies that we enjoy. Instead, the workday beats the living hell out of you. You wake up, you go out to this goddamn job that you despise, that you hate, that you fucking... You get home and you're still bitching about it. It drives you mental. Every fucking day you have to go to it. I don't care what anybody says. Nobody fucking wakes up in the morning and says, can't wait to go be a machinist today. Nobody gives a shit about doing that type of stuff. Not this guy. Not this fucking guy, okay? He woke up and he's like, I am just going to climb mountains because that's what I like doing. Maybe you do like being a machinist. I'm not saying that. I'm saying nobody in their right mind wakes up and says they want to go and suck the shit out of porta potties, okay? There's a job for you. Nobody says that they want to do that. You want to go suck human waste in the middle of nowhere where men and women just piss and shit till it's just piling over top of the toilet bowl rim of a porta potty. And you think that you want to wake up and do that? You want to do that for a living? You like serving coffee down at the local Tim Hortons and people just shit down your throat because you didn't put two creams in their fucking coffee because the fat piece of shit really needs the extra cream in his coffee, right? No, not Marc-Andre Leclerc. What a badass. Went against the grain. I'm about it, man. I'm about it. I like that. And then to have somebody, I know there's like six guys at least sitting in the fucking pickup. Well, what did he do for work? What did he do for work, bud? What kind of work did he do, bud? He climbed a mountain with no ropes. How much more work do you need? That is fucking insane. But what did he do to make money? He didn't give a shit. He lived. Are you not following me, you fucking idiot? You putz? I know that there's at least six dudes that have asked that. What did he do for work, though, right? If he's not making any monies off the Instagram or nothing like that, is he just climbing this because he wants to? Yeah. Yeah, he is. Well, why would you want to do anything if it doesn't make any money? Fuck, bud. I work fucking 6-12s, you know, fucking back to back to back to back to back. 3 weeks in a row. What? That makes no... That you get what I mean, bud. Fuck. I work hard, okay? Just to finance all the shit that I got. So you're tied to your job because you're an idiot financially? No. 0%, actually. The complete opposite is because I like working hard. No, you don't, man. No, you don't. You're an idiot. You're an idiot. That's what you are. You ever fuck talk shit on this guy, okay? Don't talk shit on, what did he lived in a fucking stairwell? Yeah. Why would, fuck, I'll fucking rent him my stairwell. He didn't rent it. He just lived in it. Well, fuck, I'd kick him out of my stairwell. Well, he's not in your stairwell. The pipeline guy inside. That's like Uncle Hack talking to Brendan. Almost. That's the fun part. Yeah, maybe I gotta amp up the Uncle Hackness. Literally, like, fuck. But I think that's so awesome that it's a breath of fresh air. Honestly, it was great to watch and see that there was just somebody that just wasn't, there wasn't like the constraints of, taxes. Did you pay your taxes? Oh, you gotta wake up and go to a job. You got a job? Do you even fucking work? Do you work? Those questions don't affect him. He just woke up and he didn't bother anybody. That's the best part. He didn't bother anybody. He didn't even really give a shit about this documentary because at one point he just up and left. He was gone. They didn't even know where the fuck he went. And then they just like, he magically appeared in other people's social medias and they're like, we found him. He's in fucking like, dude, he's in like Argentina right now, right? Fuck. That's badass. It's such a, you imagine living like that? That's so freeing. Good for him. Good for Marc-Andre. And another person that we say good for, you're going to love this headline. You're going to love this headline. This makes every thing that you're going through right now, you know, with this whole COVID shit, right? And I'm not about to go on a full-blown, like, well, fuck, the virus. There's a second, third, or fifth virus, whatever virus we're on, right? They fucking invented a new one because just Lane Maxwell's, she's going to trial, right? So that's happening. And, you know, like, if you're vaccinated, dude, I'm not about to go on one of them. Who cares? That's where I'm at. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. Nobody gives a fuck. In fact, we want to see, like, I just want to see, like, more go away. You know what I mean? Like, let this thing run rampant. See what happens. I don't know. I think we're all a little tired, right? We're a little fucking done with it. I think the whole pandemic, I say that in quotations, can just pack its bags and fuck off. You know when a family member stays too long at your house or a friend? And then they've overstayed their welcome. And at this point, you're like, hey, did you find a place yet? You know? And they're like, no, man, I'm still working hard to find it. And you're like, it's about time you found your own place. That's all I'm saying. Like, they've overstayed their welcome by at least, I'd say 18 months. Right? I'd say 18 months. It's overstayed its welcome. I think it's time to pack your bags. Maybe fuck off. Get the hell out of here. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying we're tired of it. Every day. You got a QR code? Did you bring your QR code? Okay, well, we're going to need to see a QR code. All right, I just need to match that up with your identification before you come into here at the local Boston Pizza, because this is a fine establishment. It's fine dining, okay? Do you have a mask before you walk in? But when you sit down, you can put your mask. You can take your mask off when you sit down, but when you get up, you're going to have, if you're walking to the bathroom, you're going to have to put your mask back on. We ask you to do that because it is company-wide policy, because we here at Boston Pizza do care about people's health. That's why we refried food. We serve refried food to you. Chicken wings, they're never fucking fresh. Would you like a pint of Budweiser on tap? It's on special today. Would you like that? Would you? Oh, no. Okay. Well, when you're talking to me, though, you got to put your mask back on. So, and then you're just thinking to yourself, like, okay, so you know I'm vaccinated. You know I'm good to go. I can't just sit down and enjoy a meal. No. You're going to need to put your mask on to go over to the bathroom and then make sure that you wash your hands not once, but twice, but three times. And then we ask that you use the hand sanitizer on the wall before you sit down, just in case you contaminate any of the other tables. Even though we understand that you are vaccinated and we did check at the door, we do ask you, if you do answer any questions back to me or you have any questions for me after this presentation, that you put your mask back on, a face shield, maybe a hazmat suit, your jacket, because we've had to cut back on heating the place because it costs a little more money and we're trying to squeeze out as much profits as we possibly can to keep the doors open these days. So yeah, we do ask that you bring your winter jacket when you are coming down to the local Boston Pizza. That's what it feels like when you go into a goddamn restaurant, doesn't it? Uncle Hack, you lost your mind. Anyways, let's get to this. I'm sorry. I'm wasting my time. Again. All right, here we go. Bam. Oh, fuck off. There we go. Here it is. L.A. firefighter accused of wiping his ass. They put wiping butt. Ugh. With vaccine mandate letter that was handed to him. Firefighter was placed on paid administrative leave. It gets better. Guess what fire station he's at? Fire Station 69. Vroom, 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 in the Pacific Palisades. Dude, that made it even better. A Los Angeles firefighter is under investigation over his response to the city's vaccine mandate. The unidentified LAFD employee who is served with a non-compliance letter from the fire department pulled his pants down, wiped his buttocks with it before leaving the ground. The incident allegedly occurred at the Fire Station 69. What an animal. What an animal. That is awesome. The Los Angeles Stentorians, which represents African-American firefighters in the city, called the incident a terminable offense. The LA City Stentorians are sickened and disgusted by this horrific display of unprofessionalism. I don't know. I'm kind of with them. You know? Of course, the suit and tie asshole that has to deal with all this has to come out and be like, this is unacceptable. This is behavior that we don't accept here down at the fire hall. They have to do that. Whether they want to or not, they have to do that, you know? They have to pretend like they give a shit. Even though they might be on his side, they have to pretend. That sucks. Because, you know, like, finally, like, one of these guys was like, about time somebody did this. God damn it. It's about time somebody just said, fuck this. Fuck you. fuck this mandate, fuck this fire hall, suck my dick. And this is what I got to say about that. Wipes his ass with the mandate. What an animal. Dude, what else we got here? More reactions from the president of the fire commission, Jimmy Woods Gray, who was beyond appalled. As of now, the unidentified firefighter has been placed on paid administrative leave. I wonder if that guy will take an interview. I'll interview the shit out of that. That'll be great. The city's new vaccination mandate calls for employees to sign compliance notices. See, that's... You wonder why people, those who refuse to comply, must go unpaid and must be taken off duty. Is he not... He skirted by... Did he not? Paid administrative leave. That's awesome. So there you go. You found the loophole. Not only did he get a spit in their face, he whipped out his dick and said, fucking kiss it. Kiss my dick. And then, on top of it, they're like, if you don't do this, if you don't comply, we don't have to pay you. And he said, well, I think you're going to want to second guess that. Let me just wipe my ass with this stupid fucking mandate that you have in front of my eyeballs. And we'll see who the fucking, who's going to be having the hard dick after. What an animal. I like this guy. This guy's a fucking animal. What a G. This is great. Yeah. What is this comment? Complain about unprofessional behavior all you want. These highly skilled and courageous first responders save our lives, our hopes. Oh, my God. Why am I yawning so much? Oh, and then I kicked the camera. And they've done it for 2 years now. I have 3 shots. In January, they will tell me I need 4. So this idiot has 4 shots. He's how many shots? And there lies the question. Yeah, no shit. These guys are like running into fires. They've been dealing with so much horse shit for the past 2 years. It's like, hey, every city in America is lighting itself on fire, and you guys got to go out and do whatever you need to do to put it out, and you got to pretend and do it with a smile on your face, why don't you? And then here comes November 10th, 2021, where you need to sign a fucking compliance notice, or you need they hand you a compliance notice saying that you need to be vaccinated. Time for a little ad read. Altvape.ca/hack10. This discount code also works in person to get you $10 off every purchase at Altvape. First off, free same day delivery within 2 hours of Edmonton and Calgary. They also have a recycling program for empty pods, e-liquid bottles, coils, and all used vape products can come back to any location of Alt Vape. Our commitment to our communities by preventing youth usage via patron scan identification verification. Eh? How lucky are we to live in a society that children cannot smoke or have any fun? All right? They're not allowed to have any fun. They're supposed to sit on TikTok and melt their mind away by watching people lip-sync lyrics and being duped into thinking that this is talent. But not these guys. These guys make a stand. Altvape.ca/hack10. Be sure to head over there or head to the description down below and you can check out all the vape products that they have. We've got the Shoddy Necklace here, which is an affordable quality shotgun necklace. You might be wondering, what the hell is a shotgun necklace? It is a necklace with a built-in shotgun tool for shotgunning beers or anything that you want. For everybody listening, right now, we are offering a special discount code for you. Use DANGERCATS20 for 20% off your next purchase at theshoddy.com. If you spend more than $80, you'll get free shipping on top of it. We've got 10 plus designs, including a Canadian, an American, Mullet Man, and Shotgun Squad Style Shoddy. Follow us on Instagram to see how they look and see them in action. That is theshoddy.com. Theshoddy.com, spelled C-H-O-T-Y.com. Yeah, this guy is definitely an OG. I'm a big fan. I love it. Now, we're talking about people that are just going against the grain and finally, you know, first we're talking about Marc-Andre Leclerc, who just went, he's just a badass, did his own thing, kept it real out there, right? Now, we got this unnamed firefighter in Los Angeles that's fed up with the bullshit, had enough, I'm tired of hearing about it. Grabs this mandate, wipes his ass, and then smears a little shit. He gives him a little shit stash. Hey, here you go. You know, gave the old Simba of shit across the captain or the chief's head. Fucking A. This is amazing. That's the state that we are all in. I love it when they have to, the organization says in a statement they are disgusted by this horrific display of unprofessionalism. Like what they're doing isn't any better. They're like, hey, in this professional field, we are going to force you to do this. And if you don't, you can kindly see the fucking door. It's always, you know, nobody, I would love for a time when somebody, one of these suit dummies comes out and just says, yeah, you know what, I fucking get it. Yeah, we're not disgusted. In fact, I've printed off a few copies myself and wiped my ass with it. That's what I do in my spare time, but I can't say that in public because I'll get doxxed. Apparently, it's not good to go against the grain. Apparently, it's not good not to agree with everything the government wants you to do, or every other fucking organization, or any administration that presents some more stupid rules that you're meant to follow. But if you don't follow them, somehow I'm a bad, evil son of a bitch, and I'm doing a great amount of damage to us, you know, sustaining life on this planet, because it's not like we're detonating ourselves every day by just fueling, I don't know, fuck. By just shoveling food into our mouths and we do fuck all. We think what we do is important, right? You think what you do when you go and fire up your truck and pretend that, you know, it's, I like people that just understand what they do is just like, it doesn't do any, doesn't help, you know. It's not like it's going to fix the problem, all right? Waking up and whatever job you have and thinking to yourself that what I do matters. It doesn't. In the grand scheme of things, if it didn't make money, would you do it? No, you wouldn't. That's why I like when people wipe their ass with mandates and shove it back in their boss's mailbox just to say, listen, I've had enough. Time for me to go. And then he gets paid leave. Everybody else is like, fuck, I should have thought of wiping my ass with that first. I wouldn't be in the situation I am today. I'd be in a much better situation, actually. I'd be on paid leave. And now if I don't get the vaccine, or follow whatever fucking rules that they had, this compliance order that they had, if I don't follow it, now I don't get paid. Meanwhile, old fucking butt cheeks over here, he got through no problem. Just had to wipe my ass a little bit there. What a G. Let's get into the fan question. What do you say? It's kind of a lengthy one. And then we'll end it with... Nah, we don't need to get into that. Let's do the fan question. Where are we? Okay. Let me get that light out of the way, and let's get into this. Okay. Hey, Hack, looking for some advice. I've been with this girl for 2 years and been through so much with her. Tried to be the best boyfriend. Tried to be the best boyfriend I could, and basically wanted nothing more than to love and protect her for life and build a family and a future with her. As cliche as it might sound, thought she was the one. And a couple months ago, she asked me to do like an open relationship thing where we mess around with other girls because she was curious about her sexuality with women. Okay, so you were allowed to go and fuck other women and she wanted to fuck other women? Sick. It's a great gig. Similar to mine. And also found it hot for me to be with other women. And I was like, yeah, I'm down for that. Sounds like a good time. Can fool around a bit before settling down since we're in our 20s and still pretty young. Well, everything seemed cool. And then after a bit, she started becoming distant with me. Don't know if she decided she was more into women and didn't want dick anymore, but I asked her the other day why she hasn't been fucking me. It's been 2 weeks, and she said she's been having her doubts for us for a while now. And didn't want to for a while now, and that she was depressed and didn't want to hurt me. Blah, 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 blah. His words, not mine. I tried to talk about it, and she just kept saying the same thing, that she didn't want to hurt me. I got annoyed and told her to just be straightforward with me. I'm a man. I can handle the truth, but I don't want to be left guessing and trying to figure it out myself. Good for you. Good for you for putting your goddamn foot down. She still wouldn't budge and tell me what's wrong, and I asked if she even wanted to be with me anymore, and she says, I don't know. I don't want to hurt you because I don't know. I don't want to hurt you. I care about you. Okay. So I was like, well, what's the point of continuing this if there's no future and you're not interested in having sex with me anymore? She was just cold as ice. Like, yeah, I mean, I guess we could split. I don't know what to do, man. I feel fucking lost, broken. I want a family and future with this girl. And she just up and decided one day she had no more attachment to me. It hurts like hell. I couldn't help but feel like I wasn't good enough and left the thought my head, wondering what went wrong and how she just dropped all the feelings for me and can't even give me an explanation why. I've never felt so broken and defeated. Oh, there's more. Okay, so he's like, I got a little more to add to the story. Okay, my name's on all the bills. I've been taking care of everything for the past 2 years now. Now she's trying to kick me out of the house and tell me I'm not going to be able to kick her out of her house, and that she's going to move her friends in to help her pay the bills, and that there's no way she's leaving. And shit, the audacity of this woman to think she can kick me out when she's the one that wants me to leave, and literally everything is in my name and hers isn't attached to any of it. And she has no vehicle, no insurance, and was running my car and thinks I should leave it for her so she can go to work. Also wants me to leave the bills in my name because she can't afford to get her own power hooked up. All right. Well, there's your answer. Okay. I hope it's more clear for you here, but in the beginning it seemed like, let's dial it back a bit. It seems like she used the whole open relationship as a shtick to weasel her way out, and by not having to fully explain why she's wanting something else or doesn't want it. And, you know, sometimes I guess it does happen that you just suddenly you're like, why the fuck am I with this person? Or something new grows in your head or spawns in your head. New thoughts, new ideas of what you think you want or where you want to be. Maybe there's a midlife crisis going on. I asked him how old he was. He said 27. I said, buddy, you got way more time underneath the belt, man. Fuck. I know, like, Here's seems to be the issue lately that I'm seeing with young men. Okay. Now I don't know how many women listen to this, and I think that they get a crack out of like what my fucking horrible takes, but I'm going to be real for a minute here, just a minute. And then we're going to go in on this. Okay. To all you young fellas out there, you young lads, before you start giving your heart away all willy nilly or giving like investing feelings into somebody, understand yourself. Okay. Understand what you like, where you want to be in life. You know, try to figure yourself out, what you're like, what you don't, or what you like, what you don't like. If things annoy you, do you sit in the same situation for so long? Are you a pushover? Are you willing to, you know, what is your personality like? Have a full-on understanding of who you are as a human being before you want to attach yourself to somebody else. That's my best advice I could possibly give anybody, because it seems like a lot of you young bucks out there dive into these relationships looking for the end goal. You know, you want the Hail Mary pass right off the get-go to win the Super Bowl. And I'm sorry, but it just doesn't pan out like that, okay? It never, ever fucking pans out like that, all right? Because more times than I'm fucking wording this all incorrectly, but it seems like the more messages I take in, you know, of fan questions, it's always a similar problem, and it seems like it could reflect back upon yourself before you know, you think things are great, but if they're great with you, if you don't allow anybody to have control of how you feel, how you think, or how you maneuver in life, it's the most freeing thing you could possibly feel. By not allowing anybody to dictate what mood you're going to be in, what you know, how you're going to take information. I like that he stood up and put his foot down and been like, listen, bitch, tell me what the fuck it is in your head. I don't want to hurt you. You already have, you simple cunt. Okay? You already have by saying, like, I don't want to hurt you. It's the biggest cop-out. I hate that so much. I just didn't know how to tell you. Tell me. Okay? Tell me. And too many of you out there right away would be like, oh, it's okay. You won't hurt me at all. No, I like what he did. Tell me what the fuck is in your head. And then it starts coming out. Well, I would just like your car. Can you keep the bills in your name? This bitch is trying to use you, dude. This bitch is trying to use you for your kindness or trying to test you. And I hope to God you have a sack of nuts between your legs to tell this bitch to kick rocks. You don't deserve this type of woman. You're much better than that, okay? I don't even know you, but this woman sounds like just low hanging fruit. Anybody can date one of them, okay? Hold yourself to a higher regard, all right? I hope to fucking God you immediately, the day you moved your shit out, your name came off those bills. And be like, oh, you said your friends are going to move in. Why don't they put the fucking place in their name? If it's in your name, dude, take the place, okay? Don't be a pushover. I'm tired of fucking dudes being pushovers. Don't be a pushover. She came to you about an open relationship, which I just wanted to explore my sexuality with, which is totally, hey, man, I fucking, you know what? When that dish gets served on a silver platter, what do you think every fucking guy is going to, hey, my little lady wants to eat some pussy and is going to let me go eat other pussy? What the fuck? Are we good here? Is everything good? Your first initial reaction should be like, oh, this is sick. And then your second reaction should be, is this a setup? Is this a setup? Because most dudes would probably think that this is a fucking setup. This bitch is trying to set me up for something, and then it's going to be all my fault, or, you know, whether you acted on it or not, I don't know, because he didn't put it in the message, but I think it is kind of strange that she comes out, says all this stuff. I think it'd be great, you know, this was her ploy to get out of the relationship, I think, from the sounds of things. But I think that a lot of young men need to hear this, and it's go out and live your goddamn life, okay? You're seeing it more times. I guess you're seeing this like almost social trend. Is it a social trend where it's I'm all wrong here. I'm all wrong. I'll call myself out when, but it seems as you young lads, you know, you need a little bit of bravado in your life, you know, bravado, you know, it's okay to be macho sometimes, okay? It's 100% okay to be macho and masculine and demand information like that. It's okay to understand, you know? A lot of us push it off to the side and we never fucking want to know what the hell is going on inside their head. We just kind of slough it off, you know? I don't want to talk about that because it might open a can of worms that I'm not willing to dive into quite yet, you know? But I like how this guy's like, no, you tell me the issue. And I think that, you know, there's a number of you fucking putzes out there that could probably fucking learn something from that by just asking a few questions, you know? If your relationship's in the shitter or you're in the shitter, you're depressed, you got to start asking some goddamn questions and start asking them real quick. I'm telling you, man, you can go down a slippery slope real quick. And I was down it and I just started questioning where I'm at. What do I need to do to get the fuck out of this? Cause I don't like this. I don't like being unhappy. It's not very fun being depressed. It's not very fun. I got hit with the same question not too long ago either. I got, you know, in my past relationship, we're going to leave names and all that. That's what I it kind of happened like that, you know? It was like, I don't know. And then it was 1 foot in, 1 foot out. I was already depressed and not feeling well in my head. And, you know, it was just difficult to wrap my mind over. And finally, it was just like, it's okay. We got to end this. There's too much fucking weirdness. I'm not into it. It's too difficult to maneuver through life with unknown thoughts, and then to learn what I learned years down the road, it would have been like, why the fuck didn't I ask that question earlier? Why did I wait this long to ask the question I wanted answers to, you know? So I do think you did the right thing. I don't enjoy that. I don't want to hurt you. You already have, bitch. And now you're trying to fucking tell me that I got to pay for the car. My car, and lend it to you so you can go to work, and I'm supposed to keep the bills in my name because you can't put bills in your name, and you want all this shit from me, but meanwhile you can't even give me an answer. You can't even give me a simple answer why this isn't gonna work out. Hit the road, bitch. Pack your bags, young buck, young bull. Get back out there. It's okay. You know, shit sucks for a minute, but guess what? Once you get on your feet again as a single fella and you get out there and you start hanging with the boys again, you got the freedom, you know? You come home and your house is quiet. You know, that's a beautiful thing. You can fucking listen to Rambo with the volume at level 69 and the gunshots are just echoing through the house and you're like, this is fucking awesome, you know? You can piss on the toilet seat a little bit and not have to fucking 15 minutes later if her dumb ass decides to come in there and say, I just piss on the toilet seat. None of that. You don't got to worry about any of that anymore. It's over. It's done. The war's over. Pack up the troops. We're heading back out in the pussy platoon and we're going to take some down. Some bogeys are going to be taking the fuck out, you know? You're in the best case scenario, buddy. Leave. You can pack your shit up, leave, don't look back, go start a new chapter. It's okay to start a new chapter. It sounds like this guy wants a family, though. You want to start a family. And, hey, completely fair. I don't want that. I don't want family. I don't want kids. I don't want marriage. I don't want any of that. But there are guys out there like yourself that want that. And that's okay, too. Nobody's here to judge you, okay? I'm just here to tell you what you're doing is the right thing by demanding answers of like what this bitch tried to. Oh, let's change this app a little. Of what this bitch tried to, I want to say like weasel herself out of the relationship, but it seemed like she was trying to weasel herself out of the relationship. And that sucks, dude. I feel for you. I do. I feel for you. You know, that's a tough thing to go through, especially like, you know, it's already difficult enough as it is with this like virus and whatever the fuck, you know, you want like somebody to come home to, somebody to enjoy time with, right? As you get older, my friends, you young fellas might not quite understand this, but our the older demographic that listens to this, things change, right? They do. They change. Friendships are still friendships, but you just aren't getting together as much as you used to, right? And you're spending time with your family, like you're spending more time with the wife. You kind of find somebody that you want to settle down with, you know? And whether you want to be single or whatever it is, but as time goes on, that's usually the case. Most of us find somebody we want to put our time, love, energy, whatever the fuck you want to call it, into that person and start growing a life together, right? And that's what this fella seems to want. And it didn't quite go his way. And you know what, buddy? You just got to grab the bat and go back to the plate and keep swinging. We're not going to kick you while you're down, okay? Fuck that bitch. Don't you dare give her your goddamn car, for one. Don't you dare keep the fucking bills on in your name, because that's going to fuck you in the end. And secondly, do not leave your name in that house if you're not living in there. Get that sorted out immediately. Fuck that bitch. Fuck that bitch. Which this is funny because this works well with this, and I was thinking about it and then tying it in. But this is the difference between, like, you know, if you were to ask your girl, right, what are your dreams? What do you think she's gonna say? Right, she's probably gonna say some shit like whatever dream she had last night. And this is like, I was thinking about that because nothing a girl likes talking about more is her goddamn dreams. The dreams that happen inside her head while she sleeps, right? And it makes me laugh because if you asked, hey buddy, what's your dreams? No guy talks about their dreams they had at night. Very rarely. And be like, I had a fucked up dream last night. And boom, it's done. It's over. We don't go past that. I had a dream once that I fucked Jenna Jameson on top of a beached beluga whale while Dwayne The Rock Johnson jerked off onto the beluga whale's tongue. And be like, whoa, that's quite the dream you had there. But for the most part, you'd be like, oh, I dream of, like, I fucking dream all day long of having that one fishing boat, you know? I always dream about that one fishing boat, or whatever, like your dream job, whatever it may be. But it's always, like, something obtainable, right? That if you put all your effort into, you could possibly obtain that goal or that dream that you have inside your head, right? Where I find it so funny that girls, if you were to say, hey, what are your dreams? They'd be like, oh, I had a crazy one last night. And am I out of my mind for thinking like this? Or is it like, or am I just an insane asshole? And this is just a far reach of a premise of something. Either or, I do find it quite funny to think of like, that women will sit there and explain their dreams in full detail of what happened and want you to engage in a conversation that you can't even take part in because you don't know what the hell happened in those dreams. How the fuck am I supposed to talk about your dreams when I'm not even there? I'm supposed to just sit there and listen. It's like you get conned into sitting and listening to these goddamn things because you can't contribute to it, right? Where On the other hand, you'd be like, I dream of how are you going to get that fishing boat? And you can ask a question and build a conversation. Well, I plan on, you know, maybe selling these picnic tables that I've been whittling together out of old pallets and shit like that. And I sell them on eBay and Kijiji and Facebook Marketplace. And hopefully one day I can sell enough of them and I'll buy my dream fishing boat. And me and my boy will go out there. You know what I mean, right? But no, that's how you get sucked into a 25-minute conversation that you don't want to be in with your old lady about her goddamn dreams about fucking RuPaul's Drag Race was in Toronto and I was late, so I had to kill a bellhop to steal a taxi because I had front row tickets and I'm not missing a little fucking RuPaul's Drag Race, especially live, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to miss that, so I killed the bellhop, stabbed him in the neck with a Subaru key, took the Subaru, and you're like, Jesus Christ, when does this dream end? There's a million other things I'd rather be doing right now than listening to a goddamn dream that happened inside your head. You know what I mean? Like, this is the last thing I want to be doing. This is the absolute last thing that I want to be doing or listening to right now, right here on this fucking planet. Every day, I have to listen to one of them. I think to myself, if an asteroid could strike this son of a bitch, I would be a much happier man. But watch, reincarnation would be real. And I would just come back as the same person and live the same life over. And it's just a loop in the system. You know, like those movies that just came out. It was like the one about the chick with the birthday. You remember that one? Where it's just, fuck. Wow. I am so goddamn boring, I'm making myself yawn. That's how this is going. But yeah, you just get caught in this time loop where your life is just the same shit over and over and over again. And you think to yourself, like, oh, fuck. And it'd be hilarious if you get to a certain age and you realize, like, oh, fuck, all these deja vus. And then you come across, like, a notebook that you left in a past life. And you're like, fuck, this does happen. I should make better decisions. Like climbing a fucking mountain. No, buddy, but if you're, I don't know, if that's what you're going through. See, that's the thing about open relationships too sometimes is that you both need to be in the same headspace and it takes a lot of talk. And I get it. She brought it to the table. And as a guy, what are you going to think? Hey, you're allowed to go get other pussy. And so is she, but she's not going to go fuck other dick. That's like the best case scenario you could possibly ever be in, especially with a girl that you want to build a life with. Sounded like this guy could be blowing complete smoke up my ass. And he's an asshole, whatever it is. But I'm going off what people tell me in these messages. So I'm not going to sit there and try and dissect the whole thing. I'm going off what you tell me, okay? It is kind of funny that out of all the people on the planet to come to for relationship advice, you think that coming to this show, I guess it's free therapy for hearing what you need to hear. You go to a therapist, they're going to be like, well, how does it make you feel? It should make you feel like shit for at least a little bit. It should drive you to want to drink is what breakups feel like. You should want to feel like you want to get plastered and disappear from the world. But I'm not saying don't do it, but I'm just saying don't let it consume you to the point where you lose yourself and that's all you do. You know what I mean? Like, you got to find hobbies and shit like that. You got to find a passion or something that is going to get you through it. Maybe read a fucking Jordan Peterson book like every other straight male on the fucking planet when they go through some shit like this. You know, it's funny that, you know, all these women hate Jordan Peterson are the women that cause men to want to read into Jordan Peterson more. You know, it's always like these fucking feminist cunts that are like, Jordan Peterson's the devil. But these are like the women that would drive men to like listen to more Jordan Peterson, right? And then you get a confidence and a swagger back into your step because this guy is just he's a small, little, frail looking thing. But God damn it, does he just own these bitches on everything they say. And it just, right, you can just see the wires getting crossed. And you know, when you remember in Austin Powers, when the fembot's head start exploding because Austin Powers starts dancing and shit like that. And he's like rubbing the nips and he's shaking his ass and his junk at him, and it's just driving these fembots insane, and their heads are exploding because they can't handle the sexual prowlness of Dr. Evil, fucking Austin Danger Powers, right? That's what's happening when Jordan Peterson starts telling these feminists everything that they don't want to hear, and that he's able to come into their own court and fucking rule the goddamn kingdom with words that come out of his mouth. So yeah, it makes their heads goddamn spin around and around. And he's not subject to whatever station that they're on. He can go off script all he wants. These bitches got to stay on script or else it's, you're out of here. Thanks for coming down for a little fucking ride on the fucking magic carpet ride, right? So, like, fucking pack your bags and fuck right off. You'll get that old conversation from what I'm going to guess is a male CEO, right? I'm just fucking around right now. But, yeah, thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Uncle Hack Podcast. I hope that helped you out, young lad. I hope that gets you back on the straight and narrow. If you got a fan question, please DM me at UncleHack69 on Instagram. I do keep these anonymous, and don't worry, I'm not screenshotting it. Send it to all my buddies. I'm not one of these fucking pricks. What stays between you and I and the DM stays between you and I and the DM. And if you want to send me a picture of your girlfriend's knockers, make sure she's above age, okay? Make sure she's above age, but I do accept knocker pics in the DM. That's just the kind of guy I am. I love. What can I say, right?